Hi, I'm Laura Von Holt.
And I'm Alex Gershney, and you're listening to Astrology Zoned, a Susan Miller fan podcast.
Susan Miller reads the stars. We read Susan Miller.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Laura.
Alex, I'm really glad to see you because we're recording this the day before the Great American Eclipse.
What a day it's going to be.
And if anything drastic happens, I'm just glad we had one more time together.
That's a dark take.
Well,
no pun intended, yeah, on the eclipse.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had an earthquake in the New York City area, and then there's going to be an eclipse. So I'm like, in case anything just goes real screwy, I'm happy to be here one more time with you.
I'm happy to be here too. We have one final recording.
You know, and it's also like, what's going to happen? Maybe something, maybe nothing. Maybe there'll be clouds.
Right. Like, yes, yeah. We'll find out.
And also, just so everybody knows, Alex and I thought that Susan Miller invented the phrase the Great American Eclipse, but actually, that's just what it's called.
I was like, wow, Susan really has put her own spin on this eclipse.
Yeah, but actually, I guess that's just what they're calling it. But I really remember the 2017 eclipse, but that was not a Great American nothing, I guess, because we didn't have that whole path of totality.
No, that was definitely not a Great American. That was a mediocre American eclipse.
Yeah. But I have been really into eclipses because in 1991, there was this huge eclipse in Hawaii, and it was like Hawaii was like the main place that could see it. And so like that whole school year, we were learning about it, learning how to like not hurt your eyes and how to make pinhole things.
Right.
Yeah. And my parents had like this huge party, and we all like lined up along this concrete wall on the beach and like just watched the eclipse happen. And that was the same summer that Miss Hawaii won Miss America.
What a year.
I know. It was a big year. Some other things actually personally that happened that actually eclipsed those things, but those are the positive things I'm going to talk about.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it was a very formative time. So I am like, whenever there's an eclipse, I'm like, I got to pay attention.
Oof. Yeah, I'm really impressed your school just delivering all that eclipse-related content to you like that.
Well, it was going to happen in Hawaii. And I mean, also because like Hawaii is so isolated, I think Hawaii was like the place you could see it that time. You know, unless you were on like a giant oil tanker somewhere in the Pacific.
Right. Yeah. So yes, that's a real claim to fame.
Yeah. So yeah, 1991, big year for the eclipse.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, enjoy everyone.
Thank you. I got my eclipse glasses, you know. Okay, so pro tip. Well, actually, this is not going to air until after the eclipse. But just so you know, if you guys don't have eclipse glasses, you can turn your back to the sun and put your fingers over each other like in a lattice formation and then look at the sun on the ground.
And I would maybe like to do that. I think you should try it.
Like look at it like on a leaf, you know, or something like that. Like you can make it go through your fingers and then onto the ground or a leaf or something, and that's another way to watch it.
Thank you for that great tip.
Oh, look, you know, the internet tells me everything I need to know, and I believe it.
Same.
So before we get into our other stuff, I do have to talk about one other great American something.
Please do.
Well, my friend Lucas Stoffel, a great American artist, he has a Kickstarter right now because he took the major arcana. There's a very the original, like the tarot deck that most people are familiar with is called the Smith Rider tarot deck. Smith Rider tarot deck. Anyway, it's got this very iconic art. Luke loves to like reimagine iconography and other like symbolism. So he took the original tarot deck, kind of reimagined it in more of a pop art style, made the major arcana, which are like the 22 paintings that are 22 pieces that are like Strength, Tower, Wheel of Fortune, the Empress, painted them on canvases, and then made a tarot deck out of like how he has reimagined the original deck. And he's running a Kickstarter. And so if you go to poparttarot.com, you can get your own reimagined deck. And also, if you want a piece of art, you can pick which of the major arcana cards you like best of his interpretation, and he will paint you a painting of it.
Wow.
And it's a very good deal for original art, I'm going to say.
Okay, yeah. I love all tarot-related content. This is very cool.
Yeah, so poparttarot.com. You have through the month of April to check it out. Mainly what I'm going to say is that he made everything like 80% more pink. And so I support this.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the right decision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huge improvement.
Yeah. So if you're into tarot or art, go check out popartarot.com.
We will. Yeah. We will. Great.
Okay. So we have a lot to talk about with the eclipse of the horoscopes. I think, do we do an embezzlement update?
I think we do. I will just say I reviewed my March horoscope. Not too much embezzlement, but mm-hmm. Laura, please tell me, were you embezzled?
Hugely. And by that, I mean, embezzlement update is what we say when Susan Miller has made a strong prediction and then we tell you if it came true or not. And when I was reading the Taurus horoscope for March, I was like, okay, sure, sounds good. And then some stuff has come to fruition in this eclipse season, and I realized Susan Miller is 100% accurate. So I'm just going to read you. I took a screenshot because when I realized what had happened. So there was a March 25th eclipse, and Susan Miller wrote in my Taurus horoscope, at the time of this eclipse, you may see a trusted subordinate announce her departure. An eclipse of the moon points to a female. The eclipse sometimes eclipses out a person from your environment. And in this case, it would be a member of your staff or someone you work with. She said, don't worry, it will be like positive in the end. And that was for March 25th. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. But I have this joint project that I have been working on with a close friend. And to everyone, she's okay. I don't want to say she's like eclipsed out and then like something drastic. I mean, something drastic has happened, but like she's still in our lives. But because of there's a medical event, and because of the medical event, she has to pull out from our joint project. It's like, fine, she needs to recover. We want her to be well. And so then when that all happened in this past week, I looked at the text message from her from when she told me she was going into the hospital. And then I checked my horoscope and she went into the hospital on March 25th on the day of that eclipse. And that's the medical event where she has to like withdraw from our project. And I was like, wait, Susan Miller called literally a female coworker is what Susan Miller said. And I was like, she called it. And every like 6 years or so, Susan Miller calls something so specifically that it keeps me like hooked on the horoscopes. You know, it's like.
Me too. It's just enough. And that one is so specific.
So specific that it was like a female coworker. And then subordinate is weird because like we are coworkers. But technically I like brought her onto the project. But anyway, it is just very, very weird that like. That is that she went into the hospital on March 25th on the eclipse, and then that led to like the shift in the project. Now, I will say, like Susan Miller says, this is all gonna work out for me, and something behind the scenes is gonna look good. And I will say, because she had to drop out, I then had to write an email and come up with a new plan and look like the consummate professional. Nobody worry, the project is on track. Even though inside I was like, what?
That's okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. Normal.
Nobody, everybody, just when the project comes out, it was totally fine the whole time.
like we were on top of this.
I was on top of this. And I wasn't nervous at all.
No, and there was not like a crazy eclipse that completely derailed the project.
Yeah, exactly. I was fully like embezzled, like Susan Miller, Madam Cleo'd that really hard.
I know. Susan does occasionally get it right. I very cynically, when you told me this story, thought of that old saying that's like a stopped clock is still right twice a day.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that way about Susan, but it was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, this one was definitely a win for Susan Miller Oracle.
Yes, big time win.
Yeah, big time win. So that's my embezzlement update.
Great.
So that's, you know, she was right on top of that for March. And then in the note from Susan Miller, we see a lot of business lady and a lot of eclipse expert.
Yeah, Susan Miller, eclipse expert. And you know, she's going to remind us, she's written that article on her website, How to Deal with Eclipses.
Yes, which we covered in another episode at some point.
Yeah. We did. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's still there. And she lumps that in by saying that you should buy her app. Oh, side note. She's describing all these essays that she's written and how you can access them when you have the paid version.
Mm.
And then she talks about how you also can get the horoscopes. But she calls them in the note scopes.
Oh,
just like scopes. Apostrophe scopes.
Oh, what a lingo there. Lingo change, Susan Miller.
I've never seen her do that before. Oh, wow. I thought it was very interesting.
Scopes Olay. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And then, of course, go to her website also to do your birth chart.
Yes. She's really been pushing the birth chart thing. I just want to say that I went to a birthday party and true, I'd had a few cocktails, but I went to her website and then was trying to do the birth chart for somebody. And then the information that came out was like not as illuminating. I thought there'd be more explanatory paragraphs. And I
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it did disappoint me because I was looking for like some good information. And, you know, maybe I'll try again when I am not at a bar, but I was like, oh, I thought that would be.
I gotta say, though, I'm really impressed you actually did it because I'm sitting here talking about this, realizing that I've actually never tried to access this.
For some reason, I remembered that Susan Miller could do it, but then I didn't, like, I was looking for, like, when you do it, and there are a lot of paragraphs about, like, oh, you have a Libra rising, so you're a blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I can't, I don't know. Anyway, you can still go to her website, check it out for yourself, and don't do it while you're at a bar. You might have better luck.
Right. Oh, and we should say, I believe she posted April 3rd.
Yes. Yeah, so, like, it did seem she, in her March horoscope, she'd been talking about, like, how much early April was important. And then she didn't really say that she was going to be later, but I was feeling nervous because, like, things were starting to go sideways. And, like, I was like, Susan, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we need your guidance.
Yeah.
So she's going to do another Discord chat audio meeting, as she calls it. So she says the whole thing about, you know, sign up for Discord in advance. And I felt like there was a lot of businesswoman in this, but of course my favorite part was that the calendar is now 25% off. So she recommends that you order the calendar, and then she tells you to order it via FedEx, and then she, like, besmirches the U.S. Postal Service and says that they're unreliable.
Okay, but also FedEx, remember, it means that the shipping charges are a lot.
Yeah, I know. And, like, you're paying for them. Susan's not footing the bill for your FedEx.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This note was kind of boring, honestly. Okay. I felt that it wasn't that exciting. It was like, get Discord and buy my stuff. She wrote the year ahead. It's available as an ebook, and it's available as an ebook only. Oh, she did say that she wrote an article that is only accessible by signing up for her newsletter, which I did not do.
I did sign up for it. So I will let you know if it comes through. Because I also, like, she was like, I don't love getting emails, so I don't do one. And I was like, that was surprising to me because she's embraced Discord. And she's also, like, you know, is the first astrologist to, like, get a internet presence. And email is, like, the best way people have of, like, retaining, you know.
True.
Yeah, retaining, like, a relationship with their customers. So, but anyway, I did sign up for it. I'll let you know if anything really comes through.
You signed up for it, but you were not immediately sent this new short essay.
So there was a whole thing about how I have to verify something.
Oh,
and
that's
what I was confused by, is that she was like, you're going to have to confirm something. And I don't even think I got the confirmation yet.
Oh, boy.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the page said it was confirmed, but I have not received. I got to probably check my spam.
Right.
I bet you she falls into a spam category.
I bet she does. But okay, we can expect newsletter updates from you in the future. That's great.
Yeah. If it works and it comes through, I will keep you posted. But so far, I thought there was going to be a confirmation email, and that's not happened.
Okay.
So I don't know what to tell you guys. But yeah, I'm just checking again. No confirmation. But I did try to sign up for it.
That's something. That'll do.
Yeah, that'll do. You know, if I think of it again. I also was giggling because she's very into Discord, and I'm very happy for her. And then I'm like, wait, she did Discord as a perk for the NFTs, but then that, like, didn't work out. But what she got out of it was this wonderful Discord community. So, but I just had a giggle where I was like, remember when it was an NFT?
I actually couldn't remember. And when you were talking about the tarot that yeah. Luke has done.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, what was that project that Susan did? And I couldn't of it.
That is so funny you said that, because when I was looking up the Kickstarter before we started recording, I was like, I'm going to sound like Susan Miller, who loves that one illustrator.
There's no shame in that.
There's no shame. Yeah, Luke Stoffel is to me as Itzhak is to Susan.
That's such a nice compliment.
Yeah, yeah, we all reach. The two, just two New York broads who have their favorite artists.
That's right. But if you are interested in Luke's work, it seems like you have some control over it. Whereas when you bought a Susan NFT, you were just given whatever she wanted.
And I only own one NFT, and it's because it's one that Luke designed to look like me out of a collection he made. So, yeah. There you go. But also his NFT collection did not really go anywhere other. You know, there's a window and we missed it. It's okay.
I know. That was hard. NFTs had their moment and it was short. 2021
or 2022, whatever it was, like everybody was doing something yeah. weird.
I'm glad we've moved on from NFTs,
yeah,
frankly.
Yeah, me too. All right. So that was the note from Susan. Basically, business, 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 eclipse, eclipse, eclipse. Great.
Yes.
I think that's how that sums up every other horoscope.
I do too, actually. That was mine, basically. Okay, okay, so we don't even need to do Scorpio.
We should
Aries because yes. it's their birthday.
Happy birthday, Aries.
Aww. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Aries. We do hope, even though Mercury is in retrograde, that you have a very nice birthday. And Susan Miller seems excited for you. She said, even though Mercury will be in retrograde from April 1st to the 25th, there is room for this to be a glorious month. And I thought, what a nice birthday gift. I hope it's also a glorious month.
Me too.
I did like, she's like, we have aspects so big. They overshadow the pesky little ones like a Mercury retrograde. I was like, wow, okay.
Don't even worry about little Mercury.
Don't even worry about that little scamp.
No, you've got bigger things going on, Aries.
Yeah. She did do a throwback to the March 25th eclipse. And for Aries, she says this falls into your partnership or marriage house and rules serious collaborators, important clients, and sponsors. And she said something was coming to a fullness on that eclipse. Because a full moon lunar eclipse brings closure, completion, and sometimes an end. And it was a time to decide about a collaboration or a romantic alliance based on news coming in near that time. Okay, so my friend who had to withdraw from the project is also an Aries. So, like, this is all, yeah.
She's currently being embezzled.
She's currently being embezzled, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, it was our mutual horoscopes aligned on this. So it was in the stars, and that just means it was meant to be, and we will both be fine.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah. She did say that the eclipse seemed mild, so if you are challenged and you value the relationship, it seems you will find a solution. From my personal end, we did find a very amicable solution. Like, everything, friendship is intact. It's all just, like, a shift in business. So I hope that's the same for other Aries. If you had to, like, renegotiate a relationship or some sort of business partnership, I hope it was mild for you. Susan didn't seem to think it was going to be very dramatic.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, Susan, I like, you know, that she doesn't always get too bogged down in, like, this planet's doing this and that planet's doing that. And she does sometimes, but she gives kind of the top level explanation of that. And then she says, to restate this astrologically, and she talks about, you know, whether you'll feel this more if you have certain planets in certain houses.
Yeah.
And then she goes right into a nice transition where she says, if you don't know the answer to this, you can go to my website and do your birth chart.
And I was like, wow, business lady right there. There's a plug for her free natal birth chart.
Yeah, it was not enough that she put it in the note.
No, she gave plugs throughout every horoscope. She was real business centered on this one.
Yes.
You know what? It's tax season, and maybe we are all a little business-centered.
That's a good point. All right. All right. I can understand that. Fine.
I also want to apologize to my accountant for like sending them stuff during Mercury retrograde.
Oh no.
I just feel like we had some, my thing is my fault mainly, but it was like, did this email go through? Did this paper go through?
That's Mercury's specialty, communication problems.
Exactly. But anyway, Aries, she wanted to highlight in your horoscope that one of the star moments of this month arrives on April 8th, the new moon solar eclipse in Aries.
Yes.
Where she sees more money coming to you. Woohoo! Happy birthday!
Yeah. I mean, she often talks about the new moon being your like cosmic gift card, but potentially you'll get a real gift card.
Like a real gift card. Also, new moons open new opportunities and fresh starts, which I was like, really, for an eclipse? But she seems to think it's fine. And since like all of this stuff is happening in your solar second house, a financial sector that rules your earned income, she sees money arriving immediately. Or maybe later, maybe within weeks, depending on what's going on, but definitely money.
It might not arrive
when
you think it will, but it will arrive.
I also think that she says eclipse messages are very dramatic and clear, so you won't have to wonder if you receive the message. You will know. So you won't be like, is there money coming? Something will be like, money's coming.
Right. Money will just fall on your head and it will be great. But she does say, in eclipses, sometimes you have to give up something to get something new.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then she says, I call it giving a sacrificial lamb to the eclipse.
Wow. What do you think this means? Do you think like my friend probably had to give up this project? Then I hope she's going to get more money for her birthday. I hope she does.
Yeah. I hope it's a trade-off. Yeah, I hope it's not just she had to give up this opportunity and the money and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Wow.
She says there's going to be a lot of hullabaloo in the U.S. about the eclipse because it's very visible, the Great American Eclipse. And then she wanted to make sure we went to NASA to find out more about the eclipse. And I was like, thank you, NASA.
I love a Susan shout out to NASA.
Because, you know, she's got a direct line to NASA. So, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
She says, like, some astrologers think that if you're near the eclipse path, you'll feel it more, but she thinks not that like that what's important is whether the degree of the eclipse touches the degrees of one of your natal planets, sun or moon. So she says if you're near the eclipse or not, you'll still feel it if it's related to you astrologically. So I was like, okay. I also like that she said this eclipse will make this a new moon on steroids, which I feel will open up all sorts of positive possibilities for you. So then she was like, maybe you'll get a project, maybe you get a job, there could be something to learn, there could be new work in technology or scientific research, or it could be a time that you're ready to open your own business or put a new product on the market. And I was like, ooh, so many options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of planets doing so many things.
Yeah, and then she was like, you know, maybe there's an agent or a middleman that's going to help you. Like just very different, many different ways this could happen and many different planets that are like working to influence it. Mm-hmm. She did give a little caution that was like, if you are born early in Aries, like in March, make sure you have all the facts before you enter into a new agreement because Neptune could create an illusion that looks more real, but it could be wishful thinking. So like look alive on that one.
Look alive, people. Yeah. She's really, I've noticed more, maybe I never noticed, but I feel like she's given a lot of warnings lately about Neptune.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I know more about Neptune than I have ever had before.
I think Neptune's big in the charts right now. It must be close to something, but Neptune's been coming up a lot.
Okay.
She also wanted to say, though, that Pluto will be reaching out to Venus in a positive way. And in my mind, I saw that like as like Pluto DMing Venus and being like, hey, girl, I've got some help for you. And she's like, okay, thanks, Pluto.
I wonder if that's
Yeah, he's like, just looking to connect. And Venus is like, okay, great, what you got? Anyway, so what this means is Pluto is going to reach out to Venus, and that suggests that there will be very influential friends who will be willing to introduce or recommend you to high-level people who will be able to further your career. And Pluto's interactions with Venus are known to be passionate. So it could also help your love life. Oof.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That sounds like a very good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Aries, April 19th.
Yes.
Is the day for you.
The day. April 20th is also good, but April 19th specifically, she's excited for you. She says, I cannot overstate how fortunate this aspect is. Mars is going to be near in alignment with Jupiter. I cannot overstate how fortunate this aspect will be for you and its influence on the outcome of the eclipse. April 19th, you guys. April 19th.
Big day. And hopefully more good things on April 20th. So yeah. Keep those 2 days in mind. It's going to be great.
Well, and then what's followed up, because it goes April 19th, just in case you guys don't know how math works, it's April 19th, April 20th, and then it's April 23rd, which is the full moon, which is not an eclipse.
No.
Oof, okay. We'll be out of eclipse season by then. But she says on April 23rd, a financial matter will be concluded within 5 dates of this date. The full moon will energize your 8th house of other people's money. So earlier in the month, we had this thing about your earned income sector, but there's something about other people's money. So she said maybe you'll get a tax refund or like get you'll pay something onto your credit card or get a reduction on a tax or a loan. But like it's, even though money's going out, it will be like somehow beneficial, like maybe less or better or whatever.
Right. She does say too that you may find that you're spending money on something that's not like super fun.
Yeah.
You know, like a dental appointment or like something you need for your car.
Yeah.
And you know, you've just got to do it.
You just got to do it.
Not every purchase is fun.
Exactly. Exactly. But the good news that she's still very excited about April 19th, April 20th, when Jupiter is conjunct Uranus, she says the Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and Uranus is the planet of surprise and they both be in Taurus and they will light your house of earned income. And she says like red alert, you guys, this is a joyous aspect that will only happen once.
Yeah, you got to hang on till September 2037 for the next round of Jupiter and Uranus conjoining.
Oh my God. So I don't know what's going to happen to Aries, but 19th and 20th sounds like a joyous aspect.
Very joyous. It could also be one of the ways you get money.
Yeah.
Aries.
Yeah, a sum of money could be on its way to you. And then she gave a whole bunch of other ways that could happen.
Yes.
Maybe you'll get a discount. Maybe you'll get a grant. Maybe there'll be a financial aid package. Just money's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then she wants to say her last piece of good news after you have an amazing time, April 19th to 20th, is that Mars will enter Aries for the first time in 2 years on April 30th, which will give you much more control over all events in your life. Because Mars is like the fuel that allows you to drive your car or cook your homemade soup on the stove.
I loved that. Susan, just making it relatable.
Making it relatable. So, but the most important thing she says is that Mars is your ruling planet and finally he will be in the ideal position to help you. So help is on the way, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She did bury a little detail in the summary, which I texted a friend of mine whose birthday is April 20th. And she says that if April 20th is your birthday, you may get a generous cash gift or valuable piece of art or jewelry.
Oh.
So just April 20th, people out there, get ready for that.
Wow. Okay.
Get excited because if I can quote Susan again, she says this month you are quite a money magnet.
Wow. Okay. So happy birthday, Aries. I hope you're rolling in it. But it's both your own earned income and other people's money. So
just be on the lookout for money coming from everywhere.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, Laura, would you care to tell us, please, about Taurus?
Okay. So Taurus, hello. Even though we had that super crazy embezzlement on the eclipse of March 25th, Susan Miller is still obsessed with us and the planets are still obsessed with us. So it's fine, even though some things personally for me went sideways.
Yeah.
I mean, more like plot twist sideways, not like I can't recoup, you know, but.
Yes, still.
So Susan Miller definitely knows her Tauruses because she said things like, as you enter April, a lot is happening behind closed doors. But then she went on to be like, good things, because I was like, people are talking about me.
That sounds like, scary, yeah, behind totally. Closed doors.
Scary. I want to be in the room where it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she says, because the total eclipse of April 8th, this whole thing is about the eclipse, you guys, will be in Aries in your 12th house. And Eclipses bring a floodlight of truth to a situation, so you're likely to hear the details of a secret that has been under wraps for a while and that you are not privy to knowing. But she says secrets don't bring bad news. They could be happy surprises.
Okay.
So, okay.
That's a bit of an interesting reframe on secrets, but sure.
Sure.
Let's see.
Yeah. So a floodlight of truth. And she did say there were difficult eclipses in Taurus and Scorpio, so maybe our guard is up. My guard is not up. It is not my fault that those were difficult.
No.
Yeah, Alex, you and I both know how I feel.
Never getting over it.
No, it's not our fault. Anyway, so she wanted to recap about March 25th, about how that full moon eclipse was in our work assignments, and also preventative measures about staying healthy. A lot of things about staying healthy. And she says, you might have seen a worker or someone you trust leave, which I was like, yes, mm-hmm. or maybe changes in your daily workflow. And then the eclipse on April 8th is going to put an additional emphasis on health, possibly because the 12th house rules mental health, and the subconscious and like help that we get from coaches and therapists. So she said also it could be something like you have to get your wisdom teeth out. I don't know. But she says, like, to like reassure us, she says, your health is precious and you need to protect it, which is good because around April 8th, it's a friendly eclipse and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and healing, is in Taurus. So Jupiter is sent by a loving universe to protect us.
Wow. She talks to you a lot about a loving universe.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, oh, there's something with your health, but like it's coming to your attention because Jupiter is going to protect you.
Okay.
Your mental health. And I was like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, Jupiter does a lot.
Yeah, Jupiter does a lot. I was like, all right. So, which I think is probably good because my therapist and I are going to meet more frequently. So I think I'm doing what Jupiter lovingly, protectingly wants me to do. So
I
feel good about that. Okay, so then also around this eclipse time, Mars is in our friendship-oriented 11th house of hopes and wishes. So one of your friends would be very helpful to you in a way that touches you. Oh,
that's nice.
That's really nice. And she also wants to say that Mars and Jupiter will stay within significant warm and friendly orb all month. So your friends and even casual acquaintances and contacts will be blessings for you. You have many happy experiences to look forward to in April. And I will say it is only like April 7th and I have been so social. And, you know, as an extrovert and a Taurus, like we love it.
Yeah.
We love
Great.
It. Like, oh my God, I know so many people. I'm so popular. I have so many friends. Okay, wow. Okay. Also, Venus, our guardian planet, will be receiving superb vibrations from Pluto in your career sector. And your reputation and capacity for professional growth and leadership is excellent. So also on this April 8th eclipse, the new moon will bring you a fresh opportunity. So you might see changes at work. Or maybe you'll get new equipment or software.
Great.
Or maybe the company is going to new headquarters. I was like, ooh.
Like, wonderful.
She then did say again, but again, maybe a subordinate may depart. And I was like, oh.
Yes, Susan, it happened. It happened.
It happened. It happened. Okay. So she was like, again, as I discussed, there might be a secret revealed on the April 8th eclipse, and eclipses bring opportunities and possibilities as well as offer new direction. They might require some sort of adjustment, but your situation will be something that you choose to take on and not force to, which I feel like is very important for Tauruses. It's a choice, mm-hmm. not a forced choice. So she says the eclipse might make you look for weak links in your life and show them to you so you can live a more productive and happier life.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Then there was a whole bunch of things about, like, go buy my app and download these things and deal with it. How to deal with eclipses. Then fast forwarded through more of a Susan Miller business. And she says, now, big news. You have a fantastic aspect coming up on April 20th because Jupiter will be conjunct Uranus and a breakthrough on some level is near and you will likely be so happy when you get the news.
April 20th.
Again, April 20th for Taurus, just like for Aries, is a big day.
Right.
The April 20th meeting of Jupiter and Uranus is a once-in-a-lifetime shot of good, possibly exciting news.
Okay. I'm hoping that you get embezzled in that
area. Me too. Yeah, me too. I've got to put it in my calendar because I got to pay attention. And then she wanted to move ahead to the full moon of April 23rd, which is in Scorpio. Hi, Scorpio.
Hi.
And it's going to light your house of marriage. or and serious, steady romantic relationships, but it could also be business partnerships.
Okay.
And full moons bring closure. So there might be hearing news about a development that would affect something like maybe an agent, a publicist, a business partner, a manager. In some way, the full moon may bring news or decision about that person. That's what's coming up with the full moon. Okay. And then also the full moon, Pluto is in Aquarius. And our we love this house. The 10th house of honors, awards, and achievements.
It never ends.
So there might be something where there's a person who's applying pressure to you, and there's like some tension in your business life, and they might be like kind of demanding. So you've got to find a way to deal with them. Or it could be a romantic partner is like feeling a little like they've been left unattended, and you have to like,
oh no,
you have to like make sure like they feel okay. But she said you're like you've been spending too much time at work or concentrating your career, and she's like, you are only cranking up because your outlook for career and success over the coming 20 years is fantastic, thanks to Pluto. So it's like, make sure if your partner's feeling neglected that you like work out how you will
stay. Oh, I thought the solution was going to be if your partner's feeling neglected, you're like, listen up. This is my 20 years of career. I need to get on it.
You know, Alex, I was kind of thinking that. I was like, are you holding me back? But she seems to have a more empathetic view of being like, don't like, if your partner's already feeling this way, like make sure that you set aside time for them, because things are going to keep being busy.
Okay, I interpreted that in the completely different way, no, which was like, don't get in my way.
Yeah, well, I had the same reaction. I was like, are you holding me back? Because I will leave you. Bye. And she was like, maybe they just need a date night. And I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, break it up.
Yeah.
I was like, I will eclipse full moon you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
whoops.
Different interpretation. That's okay.
I think our Taurus and Scorpio is showing.
Our Taurus and Scorpio are definitely showing.
Sorry to our imaginary partners that we just left behind.
Yeah, don't get in our way.
No. So then she was like, one more reminder. Mercury's going to be in retrograde all month, so make sure you're dealing with facts, not innuendo or assumptions. She says you are definitely likely to have a lively social life this month because Mars is in Pisces, which is blazing through your 11th house of friendships. You have plenty of invitations from friends to get you out of the house and into memorable and fun and interesting social situations. And she says, if you think that you like April, wait until May, because May will be the most divine month of the year. And many planets in Taurus, you will be the glittering star of the show. And one dream, only one singular dream may come true.
One dream
may come true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just one. That sounds realistic.
Yeah, realistic. Just one. It's going to be a glittering time, and one dream may come true.
Okay, May. Oh, I'm excited for May. Yeah. That's great. And that's
you know, Taurus birthday month. So.
Exactly.
Just wow. A home stretch. We just got to get through these eclipses, Alex.
Yeah. Get through these eclipses, and it sounds like enjoy your social life.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, I will. Thank you so much. I love a social life.
Don't let anyone get in your way and enjoy your social life.
Trust me, I'm leaving them behind. I believe you.
I'm
like, I'm sorry. The next 20 years are mine.
Yeah.
All right. Alex, how are my scorps?
The Scorps are doing all right, I think.
Okay, good. Phew.
Last month was a very romance-heavy horoscope. I reread it to see if I'd been embezzled, and I really was just like, oh my goodness, this is like romance city. We get some more information about a bunch of different things in this one, so that's I felt like that was good.
Okay.
She thinks that we've been working hard this month at home and at work. But she says this is a month to listen and reflect, but not to act.
Okay.
She also says something that I always kind of sigh at, which is that you can try to plan, but you need to be flexible. And Susan knows she's saying this to a fixed sign who doesn't do great with flexibility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe that's why she keeps including it, because she wants us to like learn how to go with the flow.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I can't say I've ever really done that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, eclipses are an adjustment in itself. So there's a lot happening this month. Wow. Yeah. She says the one on April 8th is going to be friendly. So any kind of enforced changes will be good. So it doesn't sound like we have what you have, which is like you're going to get to make choices. Things will happen to you, Scorpio, but she says they're going to be good things. She says that a person at your company who you depend on may suddenly leave.
What's with these people getting eclipsed out?
It's absolutely because of this new moon eclipse. They're going to get potentially eclipsed out. There's like a, quote, buildup of planets. And so someone may suddenly leave. I think she said this in the later part that that's okay because if you wait to hire someone until after Merc Retro, you're going to like get a great person who is even better than this person who got eclipsed out.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay.
If I'm remembering this properly.
Okay.
She says that Mars is in the mix and is highly friendly to Jupiter and Uranus, who are both in your partnership sector. And she says it's really great to have a supportive Mars. It's very important for whatever reason. So thank you for your support, Mars. She says if something happens and you would like another job, you may be able to partner with a recruiter or job broker to find a new position. So we'll see. Yeah. I'm not really sure. She says, with good fortune Jupiter in your partnership sector, you can expect great support from your spouse or steady, exclusive, established sweetheart, but also from experts and professionals you hire.
Wow, everybody's looking out for you.
Everybody's looking out for us, Scorpio. It's really nice. And she says these experts are covered by the seventh house because they are all certified professionals with a specialty you may need and who would work with you in a confidential one-to-one way.
I don't know why that's funny.
I thought it was very funny. I'm just like, that was like a lot of words for like not a lot of return.
Like, okay. Thank you. What?
So I thought that was kind of strange.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that. Thank you. Okay, Susan. Yeah.
She says that because Aries is the sign of the entrepreneur, some Scorpios will open their own business as a result of the solar new moon eclipse.
Wow.
Last year. I don't know. It's like sometimes I just kind of zone out when there's too many planets doing too many things. Okay. But not surprisingly, just like Taurus and just like Aries, April 20th is great. It's because I guess of this conjunction again with Jupiter and Uranus.
Yeah, everybody really get excited for April 20th. Like, let's all have a party.
Yeah. She says it's going to be really great. Again, it's like potentially from a partner or if not a partner, some professional who you hire. Okay. So as you mentioned, the full moon on April 23rd is in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
So this could potentially be felt by the Scorps the most.
Okay.
I think she thinks it's going to be good, but she says that you might have to reshuffle some priorities because like you're changing and that might make you like reexamine your priorities. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see.
But it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good. It sounds like you're kind of thinking about what you need in your life to be happy.
Ah.
And potentially any kind of like news the eclipse brings will like make you reexamine things and that will be good.
Okay.
Yeah. So then she moves on to talking about home. And she says something similar to what she said to you about someone's like potentially pressuring you. But yours was at work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she says that this could potentially be a landlord, tenant, a roommate who won't leave, or potentially the opposite, which is a roommate who leaves without any warning.
Oh, so yours is more like home-based.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing, but it's home-based. Hmm. And she said you could be having problems with a contractor, architect, designer, or repairman.
Mm-hmm.
But Scorpios, I'm going to read right from Susan. She says, before you toss your hands up and scream, oh no, I'm doomed.
Oh no, I'm doomed. Great. Okay.
I can't say I've ever done that.
No, but I actually want to remember that phrase because I feel like I would get a lot of pleasure out of overreacting like that.
Yes, but she says in this case, Scorpios, you don't need to do that.
Oh, we don't. Okay, don't do it. Great.
But you weren't instructed on this.
I'm just going to borrow that. Oh, no, I'm doomed. Yeah. Great.
She says 7 days prior to this full moon, Mars will form a lovely aspect with Jupiter. And then Mars and Jupiter by April 23rd are going to be together and they're going to help you.
Oh.
And then she says, she talks about Pluto and the relationship that Pluto's having with Neptune. Oh. And she calls Neptune Pluto's BFF. And then she very helpfully in parentheses defines what BFF means.
Oh, okay. So what does BFF mean?
Best friend forever.
Oh, I thought it was like, there's going to be a planetary similarity. So do you think that like when Pluto is DMing Venus, like, hey girl, I just want to connect. Do you think like Neptune is like, let me help you compose that text because we're BFF?
Yeah, I think it's like, you got this, Pluto. You send this text to Venus. Yeah. Like she's lucky to have you.
Totally. Wow, they're so supportive.
We're really supportive BFF.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so then she kind of goes back to the beginning of April and she talks about April 3rd, which we're recording on April 7th. So I can report that I truly did nothing special on April 3rd.
Okay.
But she said that it's our most romantic day, Scorpios. So perhaps some of you had a romantic day.
Ooh la la.
One of her recommendations, which she buried much later in the summary, was to go to a bistro. That was her recommendation for April 3rd. So Scorpios out there, if you went on a date with your, quote, one and only to a bistro that you've been wanting to try, please let us know.
Wow, yeah. I hope you enjoyed your bistro date.
Okay, so kind of like yours, it was all very positive. Lots of great things are happening, but get ready for May.
She said
it's going to be great.
Oh, May's going to be so good for Scorpios too. Great. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. We're all excited for May.
She says it's going to be a glorious, happy month. One of my favorites of the year.
Wow. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo. Everybody, let's go.
Yeah. So, April, like good things are happening. Potentially people are being eclipsed out though. So, you know, we got to like kind of see what's happening. But then May.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like everybody will be getting some sort of surprise or something on the eclipse. And then April 20th is going to be a banger of a day.
Yeah.
And then when we get to May, it is party central.
Uh-huh. We're ready to celebrate the Taurus.
Celebrate the Taurus. Dun, 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 dun. Alex.
What?
I'm going to be in Vegas on April 19th and April 20th.
Are you really?
For real.
Okay. Well, watch out.
Because I will report back. I might fall in love or just have the most joyous aspect of my life.
I think you might have the most joyous aspect of your life if Jupiter and Uranus have anything to say about it.
Yeah, and they do. So, wow.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be sure to report back.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Whew. Okay. Well, this has been very good. You know, I feel pretty good. I mean, it sounds like, you know, people are getting some surprises, but like there are things we need to be dealing with anyways. So
yeah, these were good. And she laid off a little bit on the disparaging comments about the eclipses in Taurus and Scorpio occurred last year.
Yeah, we did not feel. Yeah. Not as offended this time.
No, me neither.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, I hope that everyone has a safe eclipse. Please, if you are driving or whatever, if you're driving to the path of totality or whatever, like, please use caution. I think there's going to be a lot of activity, you know, and people might not be paying attention. So please.
Oh, that's very good advice. I thought you were saying don't be driving at the moment the eclipse happens.
I mean, probably I wouldn't because that seems like I would want to get out of the car and look at it, you know? Right. But also, I mean, like around the time of the eclipse, like driving and traveling or just like, the hours of the eclipse and right after, I think could just be a little dicey because like we just had an eclipse happen. The animals are going to be like, what's going on?
Right. Yeah. Apparently even the plants.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just And it's Mercury retro, so, you know, keep your wits about you, but, you know, enjoy the beauty of the cosmos and the universe that we live in.
Yes, when we'll report back on our eclipse experiences next month.
Yeah, exactly. And can't wait for May. Wow. Okay, well, everybody, if you have eclipse stories or embezzlement stories or April 19th and 20th stories to tell us, you can email us at astrologyzoned@gmail.com, and we will love to hear them. Everybody, have a great eclipse. Stay safe, and we will see you for party time in May.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.